Шема Исраэль.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's The Cow That Coughed and features Philip Burniff as Nathan Strauss.
Rather fretful today, isn't she, Joe?
That's so, Mr. Strauss.
Well, fretful or not, she's still the best milker in the county.
Not today, she isn't. Mr. Strauss, this cow isn't right.
Hmm?
Don't crowd me, boss.
What was that, Joe?
Sounded like a cough, didn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a cough sure shooting.
Hmm. Keep her in the barn today, Joe. I'll be going for the vet.
I'll finish milking, Mr. Strauss. Now, stop fretting, old lady. Stop fretting and don't crowd me. You'll be all right.
In the year 1892, a cow coughed and caused a change in the history of America. The cow belonged to Mr. Nathan Strauss, a New York City department store owner. It is written, "He who saves a human life is as one who has saved the entire world." It is written further, "Happy is he that considereth the poor." You may ask, what has a cow that coughed to do with a sentence from the Talmud and a verse from the Bible? In a way, that is our story. For the pedigreed cow of Mr. Nathan Strauss sickened and died. And Mr. Nathan Strauss was a curious man. He ordered an autopsy performed.
There's nothing anybody could have done, Mr. Strauss. Both lungs were diseased.
You're sure, Mr. Lindsay?
Of course I'm sure. I know cows.
Mr. Lindsay, my family has been drinking milk from that cow all summer.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. The milk was good, wasn't it?
But if her lungs were diseased...
What's the difference? Milk's milk. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Hey, Mr. Strauss, where are you going?
Well, Mr. Strauss, so far as I can see, your children are fine. Nothing wrong with them.
I'm certainly relieved to hear that. Dr. Jacoby, does that mean that the milk of a tuberculous cow cannot transmit the disease to human beings?
Well, that's what the medical profession believes.
Do you believe that?
I'm a member of the medical profession.
Do you believe that, Dr. Jacoby?
No, I don't believe that. I believe that tuberculous milk is responsible for tuberculous babies.
Dr. Jacoby, I'm not a medical man. I'm not a scientist. I'm a merchant. One out of every three babies born in this country dies before the age of five. Now, numbers make sense to me.
That's right.
That's the point. It isn't right.
Mr. Strauss, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, No, I guess there's nothing I can do about it. Thank you, Dr. Jacoby.
Mr. Strauss, we don't want to take any of your time.
Come to the point, sir.
Now, don't rush me, McLaren. Like I was saying, Mr. Strauss, we don't want to take any more of your valuable time.
Then stop taking it, Simpson.
Now, look here, McLaren. Who's doing the talking?
You are, but you're not saying anything. Move over, Simpson. Mr. Strauss, this committee represents the Democratic Party of the city of New York.
That's just what I was saying.
And we're asking you, Mr. Strauss, to become the party's candidate for mayor of New York.
Well, I'm very flattered.
How about it, Mr. Strauss?
One moment, Mr. McLaren. I've got a slip of paper here with some figures on it. Last week, within a radius of 12 miles from City Hall, 1,036 people died.
Mr. Strauss, we are talking politics.
Of that number, 713 were children under 5 years. 664 were children under 2 years. 529 were under 1 year. In 1 week, Mr. McLaren, 64% of those who died were babies under 2 years.
Well, that's too bad. But we're not asking you to run for president of a funeral parlor. Mr. Strauss, will you or won't you run for mayor?
The deaths, Mr. McLaren, were caused by tuberculosis, typhoid, diphtheria, cholera, scarlet fever, septic sore throat, and dysentery. Now, I think before I accept a nomination for anything, I've got to do something about that.
Excuse me, Mr. Strauss. If I didn't know you better, I'd say you had water on the brain.
You're quite wrong, Mr. McLaren. I've got milk on the brain.
I don't quite understand, Mr. Strauss. Why did you ask me to come here with you?
Step in here, will you, Dr. Jacoby?
Well, Strauss?
Dr. Jacoby, I'm a presumptuous man.
I agree with you.
Well? I'm moderately well-read.
Now you're boasting. Well?
Over in France, a man discovered that if liquids were heated below the boiling point and kept for a half hour or so at a temperature of 150 degrees, the germs in the liquid would be destroyed.
You're talking of Pasteur, aren't you?
I am. Dr. Jacoby, I've got a brainstorm. What Pasteur did with other liquids, I'm going to do with milk. It's never been done, but why can't it be done?
Strauss, let's sit down.
Interested?
Well, let's hear what you have to say first.
I've been doing a little investigating. In the last 2 months, I've visited 100 dairy farms if I visited one.
Go on.
The barns are dirty. The cows are dirty. The hands of the milkers are dirty. And the milk is dirty.
I'm listening.
Every mother who gives her baby a bottle of milk under these conditions is committing a potentially homicidal act.
I'm not interrupting, Strauss. I'm still listening.
Dr. Jacoby, I'm building a sanitary milk depot here. I'm buying milk and pasteurizing it. I will start in the slums. If mothers won't buy, we'll give it away.
What do you want me to do?
Just one thing, Dr. Jacoby. Send me 3 doctors. I want one who can speak Yiddish, one who can speak Italian, and one who can speak Russian. We're going to speak to the mothers of New York City. We're going to stop the slaughter of defenseless children.
Le madri d'America mettono al mondo 2 milioni di bambini all'anno. Di questi bambini, 240.000 muoiono entro il primo anno d'età. 80.000 muoiono entro il secondo anno. Madre, il signor Nathan Strauss vi offre adesso il modo di salvare questi bambini. Il signor Strauss è un...
Slicili, vi, coglaniput, o Natania Straussia... Он скажет вам, что нет смысла звать доктора, когда ребенок заболел. Страус скажет вам, что лучше охранит вашего ребенка от болезни. Здесь на столе бутылки молока. Хорошего молока для ваших детей. Молоко, которое...
Kindlich drunk in bed. Zu jeder Mutter, welche hat vergossen bittere Tränen über dem kalten Körper von ihr deuten Kind, komm ich reden im Namen von Nathan Strauss wegen Hoffnung. Ich bitte euch, alle von euch, welche haben die Möglichkeit zu kaufen, der Milch reinzubringen, eure Penis. Efter seinen Dorf von euch, welche haben nicht kein Penis, ich bitte von euch, kommt, sei wie sei. Kommt, nehmt die Milch, schämt euch nicht. Das ist gesund und Leben für euer Kind. Und mit gesund und Leben darf er sich nicht schämen.
Mr. Strauss. How about a little job in the new city administration?
Mr. McLaren, I've still got milk on the brain.
You're welcome to it. We're offering you the job of president of the Board of Health.
You mean that seriously, Mr. McLaren?
I'm a serious man, Mr. Saul.
No strings attached?
It's just a minor matter.
Hmm.
The dairymen. Well, they'd like you to sort of have a meeting with them.
What for, Mr. McLaren?
They want you to tend to your department store. They'll tend to the city milk supply.
Oh. And what do you think, Mr. McLaren?
Oh, I don't think.
Oh, you must have some ideas on the subject.
All right, Mr. Strauss, you're a good fella. Why don't you try minding your own business, which ain't milk?
Mr. McLaren, I'm supplying milk for over 2,000 babies every day. And since I'm paying for it, it seems to me that is my business.
Mr. Nathan Strauss, president of the Board of Health. That'd sound pretty fine, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, it would, Mr. McLaren. I want that job.
You know how you can get it.
I don't want it that way, Mr. McLaren.
Well, it looks like a nice day for a ball game. I'll be seeing you, Mr. Strauss. What is this?
Mr. McLaren, do you know Dr. Jacoby?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Strauss, what's this all about?
And this is Dr. Green.
Pleased to meet you, Doctor.
How do you do?
I believe you've already met Mrs. McLaren.
Margaret, I'm busy. I'll see you at home.
Oh, you don't understand. I asked Mrs. McLaren to come with us.
Strauss, what are you trying to pull?
Nothing. Mrs. McLaren, would you please put the bottle of milk down on the desk?
Margaret, what is this?
Tom McLaren, it's a bottle of milk from your own icebox. It's milk I've been giving Dennis, little Tom, John, and Patrick. Margaret, Mary, and the baby. Thomas McLaren, here's the milk from your own icebox.
Now, let me explain, Mr. McLaren. Dr. Jacoby, Dr. Green, and I visited your home yesterday.
Strauss, when you learn to mind your own business, you're going to be a fine, upstanding citizen.
Thank you. Dr. Green, will you tell Mr. McLaren of the test you made?
I took a sample of the waste from the sewer on your street. Mr. McLaren, I tested 10 cubic centimeters of that sewage. I found 1,126,000 bacteria to the cubic centimeter.
All right, the sewer's dirty. I'm not drinking the stuff, am I?
And now, Dr. Jacoby, will you report on your test?
I removed 10 cc of the milk Mrs. McLaren was putting into the bottle of your youngest child.
Did you now?
Thomas McLaren, I'll tell you what he found. The milk your baby drinks is twice as filthy as the water from the street sewer.
Margaret, you're crazy.
Say that again, Thomas McLaren.
Well, they're lying to you.
I give you my word as a physician, Mr. McLaren. My tests of the milk in your baby's bottle showed 2,350,000 bacteria to the cubic centimeter. Now, that's more than twice the bacterial content of city sewage.
There you are, Mr. McLaren. Have a drink.
It's a poor time for jokes, Mrs. McLaren.
Go on. Pure milk.
Margaret, you know I never touch the stuff.
All right, then, Tom McLaren, I'll ask you. What's the name of the health commissioner of the city of New York?
Well, it isn't Margaret McLaren, if that's what you mean.
McLaren?
Strauss, what do you want?
I want a city permit to sell pasteurized milk at 1 cent a glass in all public parks. I want a city permit to triple the number of experimental milk depots. And I want your word that any unscrupulous dairyman who tries to force people to buy polluted milk will be stopped. Oh, yes, and I want that job of president of the Board of Health.
Thomas McLaren, I'm looking straight at you.
All right, Strauss, you've got yourself a job.
I want to speak to the health commissioner.
Yes?
I want to report the outbreak of an epidemic. I need the health commissioner right away.
I see. Well, can I assist you?
No. Mr. Strauss is the man I want to see.
I'm Nathan Strauss.
How do I know you are?
Well, you might ask Dr. Jacoby here.
This is Mr. Strauss. I vouch for it.
Thanks, Boyd. I had to make sure. Mr. Strauss, a summons. Sworn today at the court of special session.
Well, what's the complaint?
The charge is watering milk. And, Mr. Strauss, this is an arrest. Officer, here's your man. Put him in the clink.
Your Honor, how are you? You're looking fine.
Can't complain, McLaren. Who's this with you?
Mr. Strauss, shake hands with the judge.
I'm a little embarrassed by this. And really, Your Honor, I don't think we ought to dispose of this matter in your chambers. I'm quite willing to go through the regular process.
Isn't that a laugh?
McLaren, this is a serious charge, Mr. Strauss. There's a city ordinance prohibiting the dilution of milk. The charge is that milk is diluted in your depots.
I think I can explain. We prepare two kinds of pasteurized milk. One is ordinary milk. The other is modified.
Modified?
Yes, according to a formula of Dr. Jacoby's. It's for small infants. Ingredients are added so that the milk will more closely resemble mother's milk.
Is that why they arrested you?
I expect it is, Your Honor. I'm not an issue here. The issue is one baby dead out of every three born. Most doctors agree with me. And I'm sorry to say that there are a few who see no way of attacking disease except with a medical diploma. I'm resented because I'm not a physician.
I take it you're referring to Dr. Smith, whose name is on the summons there.
Yes, Your Honor. I wish Dr. Smith could see that fighting tuberculosis without attacking tubercular milk is like trying to put out a fire by pouring water on another building.
Strauss, you're a fine man. Would you mind a personal question?
No.
All these milk depots here and in other cities, you're paying for those yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Why?
I can afford it.
But why? Why you? Why not somebody else?
Well, I've thought about it. Most people who can afford it make their contributions to society after they die. I can't see that. I'm still a fairly young man. But why should people have to wait until I die? Why should they profit more by my death than by my life?
I never considered it that way.
Your Honor, religion's a private matter. But I ought to say that my religion compels even a beggar to contribute a part of his income to society. Now, I'm pretty fortunate. Though it seems to me my contribution has to be fairly substantial. When I was a boy, down in a little town in Georgia...
Yes?
My father used to teach me. Once he opened the Talmud and he read to me, "What you give after death is lead. What you give in sickness is silver. What you give in life is gold."
McLaren.
Yes, sir.
There's a summons on my desk. Now, mind you, I never mentioned the subject.
Well, of course not, Your Honor. Which side of the desk, Your Honor?
Without mentioning it, it's the right side, near the Bible.
Well, 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 so it is.
And, McLaren, I think my own waste paper basket is rather full. It would be better if you disposed of it outside.
Gotcha, Your Honor.
And, McLaren...
Yes?
Don't throw it in the street. Find a nice, clean sewer.
There's a city ordinance against littering the street with paper.
I must ask some of the physicians present to refrain from further abuse of Mr. Strauss. Mr. Strauss is the guest of the New York County Medical Society.
Sir, I don't mind the abuse. Abuse doesn't kill, but raw milk will.
So will pasteurized milk, Mr. Strauss. Gentlemen, this heating of milk not only destroys bacterial organisms, it also destroys the nutritive properties of milk and makes milk indigestible.
Mr. Chairman.
Dr. Jacoby.
I should like to answer Dr. Smith, if I may.
You have the floor, Dr. Jacoby.
For 1 year, I have been making a study of 20,111 slum babies who have been fed exclusively on pasteurized milk. In these past 8 months, only 6 of those babies died.
That's no answer, Dr. Jacoby. My clinics are crowded with babies suffering from scurvy and rickets because they've been nurtured on Mr. Strauss's pasteurized milk.
Mr. Chairman, I should like to interrogate Dr. Arthur Randolph Green.
Is Dr. Green present?
Here, Mr. Chairman.
Do you wish to be interrogated by Dr. Jacoby?
I have no objection, sir.
Proceed, Dr. Jacoby.
Dr. Green, I believe you are in attendance at Dr. Smith's clinic.
Mr. Chairman, this is not a courtroom or an inquisitorial chamber. I protest these questions.
Mr. Chairman, it is a question of scientific veracity.
The question is entirely in order. Proceed, sir.
Dr. Green, how many cases of scurvy have you seen in Dr. Smith's clinic?
Not one, sir. What?
How many cases of rickets, Dr. Green?
Not one, sir.
Mr. Strauss, you may have the floor if you wish.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, I have no right to be here except as a citizen. And so I won't make a speech. But I ask you as physicians, I ask you and the clergymen of the city, the ministers, the rabbis, and the priests to join with me. Our function is to attack evil. The evil that slaughters defenseless children, not only here, but in every city of America, in every city of the world. That's all, gentlemen.
For more than 14 years, Nathan Strauss fought an evil, alone. 297 milk stations, which he financed in 36 cities, carried the fight for him. Then, slowly, the laws were made. Pasteurization and the inspection of dairy cattle for tuberculosis became mandatory by law. Nathan Strauss is dead now, but he has left his work to live for him. In the year 1892, there was a cow that coughed, and it made a difference. There is a line in the Talmud. He who saves a human life is as one who has saved the entire world.
If you would like a free copy of the script just heard, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present Dr. Elias L. Solomon, Rabbi of Congregation Shaare Tzedek of New York. Dr. Solomon.
Write me as one who loved his fellow men. This line from Lee Hunt's poem, Abu Ben Erhem, applied aptly to the hero of today's dramatization, Nathan Strauss, noble philanthropist, true humanitarian, benefactor of the human race. He devoted his energies and his fortune to the service of the children of men, young and old, and thus made his life sublime. If it is true that he who saves a human life is as one who has saved the entire world, how great is the merit of Nathan Strauss, who by his munificence and mercifulness saved countless human lives of different races, colors, and creeds. Men like that are the salt of the earth, the saints in whom is the world's delight. It was quite natural for Nathan Strauss, considerate as he was of the health and the lives of little children, to manifest equal solicitude for the happiness of his co-religionists, as well as of peoples everywhere, regardless of racial and religious distinctions. Hence his zealous espousal of the movement to create a haven of security in Palestine for his unfortunate brethren, rendered homeless by the hatred and savagery of men whose cruelty stands out the more glaringly by contrast with the tenderness and compassion of this humble but great American Jew. Thus he sought the good of his people and spoke peace to all the seed of the human family. On the roll of mankind's benefactors, the name of Nathan Strauss, like that of Abu Ben Adhem, will lead all the rest. Future generations will rise up and call him blessed. May his kind increase, for then the world would be blessed, and the lives of men would be brightened and warmed by the cheering, comforting flame of love, tolerance, goodwill, and universal friendship. May heaven speed that day.
Thank you, Dr. Solomon. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Catons. Nathan Strauss was played by Philip Burnett, and cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. I'll repeat that address. The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.